The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson with Raccoon Valley Radio and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Coltrane, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Okay. Well, Senator, I guess we might as well start out by talking about your thoughts and sharing with us your comments as far as the recent attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. And what did you think about that recent incident when you saw that in action?
I guess I was watching live at the time and obviously didn't know what happened. For a few seconds, for a few minutes, maybe. And then you look back at it, and you can just see how the right movement at the right time is the reason that Trump's alive. We don't know anything about the motives of the shooter yet. Raises a lot of questions about the protection that candidates have, whether or not the agencies doing the work are doing it correctly. You can see a lot of mistakes already implied by what I see people talking about that are closer to it than I've been. And you think in terms of the death of the innocent people that were there, just to celebrate with the president, his possible new presidency, and just pray for the families, and that's about all you can do. And I'm going to be watching it. My investigative team is already asking questions of the FBI and the Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security and Justice Department. And then you've heard of several other branches of the Congress and committees in Congress want to investigate as well, including the possible setting up of a select committee to do it. Next question.
All right, Aaron, you can go ahead with your first question.
Thank you. Senator, what message do you have for Iowans in the wake of the attempted assassination? You know, just kind of how do we move forward? How do we process this shooting?
Well, I think it brings attention to the fact that the rhetoric of these campaigns on both the Republican and Democrat side, or even people that don't call themselves Republican or Democrats, has to be toned down. We have to be more civil towards each other. And anything that encourages these shootings like we're having against political people, or even against people that aren't political, has to stop. And the extent to which the division within our society and the words that support that division have to be toned down tremendously. And that applies to Chuck Grassley. It applies to everybody in government, but not just the people in government. But those of us that are elected leaders have a responsibility to take a lead in that regard.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Let's go back to Coltrane for your second question.
Okay, so Senator, I just wanted to get your thoughts and your comments about former President Donald Trump's pick for his vice presidential running mate with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and what, if any, interactions you have had with him in the Senate.
I don't serve on any committees that he serves on, and that's where you really get acquainted with your colleagues. But obviously, he's been very active in the 2 years he's been in the Senate. Every experience I've had with him has been a good experience. You know that he's very talented. You know he's probably more talented than Vice President Harris to a great degree. He brings a military background to the ticket that's nice to have that reinforced, as Senator Ernst reinforced it, being the first female combat veteran elected to the United States Senate. And I just think he really strengthens the ticket to a great deal.
All right, thanks, Coltrane. Aaron, you can go ahead with your second question.
Thank you. Sorry, excuse me. Senator Grassley, what has been your take on the federal response, you know, offering aid for the flooding in northern Iowa, and just in general, what can the federal government be offering to folks as they recover from those floods?
Except for a county here and there, out of probably 50 counties that have been hurt to some degree by various natural disasters, I think the number one is the governor responding quickly, the follow-up that's necessary by the governor to determine whether or not there should be a federal disaster, asking for the president to declare a federal disaster. The Iowa delegation, led by a letter that I started, and more than one letter, because there's been more than one incidence of natural disasters, to follow up a governor's request. And I think the president has acted very quickly in response. And then once that president declaration is made, then the usual programs fall into place, regardless of whether it's a flood or a tornado or earthquake or hurricane, and the money flows. And from that point on, it's basically the administrators carrying out the law and helping the people that are in need. I visited Spencer. I visited Greenfield. I hear the local leaders praise the FEMA for their response. And then we've had one or two instances where it took some follow-up, but these were either individual town or an individual county. But once we followed up on those that weren't declared disaster, they've been so declared lately. So I think the response of FEMA has been well. Now, that doesn't mean that a month or 6 weeks after tornado and maybe 3 weeks after flooding in northwest Iowa, that things are going smoothly for the hundreds or thousands of people that have been hurt. But that's why my staff in Iowa and my expert in Washington, D.C., are following it on a day-to-day basis, and we're sitting, we're ready to help individuals now as opposed to whole communities, because I think the whole community situation has been put in place, but that doesn't mean that every one of the thousands of people that have been hurt doesn't need some follow-up.
Thanks, Aaron. Coltrane, you can go ahead with your third question.
All right. Senator, it appears, though, that the interest rates are as high as they are now, that it doesn't look like as many loans are happening, and the housing market is starting to slow down here. So I'd like to get your comment about the current interest rates and whether or not you think there might be needing to be some changes there.
Yeah. Can you repeat that for me, Hannah?
Yep, Senator, he's asking about the current interest rates, if you think that there needs to be any changes to help those.
Yeah. If you'd asked me this question in January, I said we're going to have four or five. We might have one or two now. I think the last report we had on inflation is helpful for getting a couple interest rates reductions yet this year, and it'll be very helpful to the economy. And I think the increase in the unemployment rate, even though it shot up just three percentage points, or not percentage, tenths of a percentage point, then I think that's kind of a signal to the Fed to reduce interest rates so we don't get massive unemployment.
All right. Thanks, Coltrane. And then, Aaron, you have the last question.
Thank you. Senator, has there been any progress or anything to report on the situation at the southern border and dealing with the immigration situation?
No. The only thing that's going to take care of that is the election of a Trump and Trump-Vance ticket now. And I think as of today, it looks like that's going to happen. And then we'll finish the wall and get the border under control.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks, Coltrane and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.